Recorded Books and One Click Digital present No Man's Nightingale, an Inspector Wexford novel by Ruth Rendell, narrated by Nigel Anthony.
Chapter 1. Maxine was proud of having three jobs. These days more and more people had none. She had no sympathy for them, but congratulated herself on her own initiative. Two mornings a week she cleaned for Mrs. Wexford. Two mornings for Mrs. Crocker, afternoons for two other King's Markham women, did gardening and cleaned cars for Mr. Wexford and Dr. Crocker, and babysat every evening where she was wanted for those young enough to need a babysitter. Cleaning she did for the women, and gardening and car washing for the men, because she had never believed in any of that feminism or equality stuff. It was a well-known fact that men didn't notice whether a house was clean or not, and normal women weren't interested in cars or lawns. Maxine charged maximum rates for babysitting, except for her son and his partner. She took care of her granddaughter for free. As for the others, those who had kids must expect to pay for them. She had four, and she knew. She was a good worker, reliable, punctual, and reasonably honest, and the only condition she made was payment in cash. Wexford, who, after all, had until recently been a policeman, demurred at that, but eventually gave in like the tax inspector up the road did. After all, at least a dozen other households would have paid almost anything to secure Maxine's services. She had one drawback. She talked. She talked, not just while she was having a break for a cup of tea, or while she was getting out or putting the tools away, but all the time she was working. And to whoever happened to be in...